How does hearing about Krishna purify the living entity and remove the covering of avidya and give him access to seeing the Lord? That is explained in the Shastras. Krishna's, one of the names is Achyuta. Achyuta means no contamination can touch him. Although he is almighty and the supreme controller, he does not have a tendency to exploit any living entity. Although he is the greatest of the all the living creatures, yet he is the most good and absolutely good and has no flaw or blemish in his personality. He is greater than the greatest, at the same time smaller than the smallest. He is smaller than the smallest because he is lying on the lap of Yashoda like a small baby who could be contained on someone's lap. But if somebody foolishly thinks him to be an ordinary baby, he opens the mouth and shows the entire universe within his belly and displays the Vishwarupa, showing his greatness. He is Upadrashta, he is Hanumanta, he is Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. In this way, one should meditate upon Lord's various aspects as given in the scriptures to understand the kind of personality he is. He is the mother and father of every creature, yet he can become the son of his own devotee. The yogis meditate on the Lord, as Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. Kavim Puranam Manushasitaram Anoraniyam Samanusmaredya Sarvasya Dhataram Achintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasaparastar. Krishna exists beyond the darkness of the material world. In the effulgent spiritual sky, Lord Krishna eternally exists. He is Kavim, means he is the most learned. He is the oldest of all. And he is the supreme controller of all beings. And he is smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest. One should remember him like this. And he is the upholder of millions of universes. Yet he is inconceivable and has a beautiful form. So one should meditate on the Lord like this in one's own heart, who exists and who is observing, who is sanctioning smriti, jnanam, apohanam, remembrance, knowledge, forgetfulness and such things. So unless one gains knowledge about the Lord, unless one meditates on that knowledge about his such sublime qualities, which are uncommon qualities, unless one knows the Lord's such capabilities, one will not be able to respect and obey and salute him and bow down to him. Therefore, when Srila Prabhupada went to Iran, he was asking, if they do not know about God, then how can they love him? Unless you know his sweetness, his greatness, his purity, his sublime nature, then how can one meditate upon him? So therefore, Kunti Maharani is watching Krishna eye to eye, and she is fully aware of his glories, which she is praising through her prayers. Then she is saying, Tvayime ananya vishaya matir madupate sakrat ratim budvahatat adha gange vaugham udanvati. May my mind, may my mati always flow towards your lotus feet and your devotional service, my dear Lord Krishna, as the Ganges uninterruptedly flows towards the ocean. She is praying it and she is doing it because from her prayers it becomes evident about her full awareness of Krishna's glories and Krishna's sublime nature. And this is how Krishna enters the heart of a devotee by his attraction. And sitting at the heart of the devotee, Krishna purifies the contaminations because he himself is supremely pure, like the sun purifying the urine, absorbing and not personally getting contaminated, at the same time purifying the place where there is impurity. So in this way, when devotee's heart becomes more and more purified, It increases with overwhelming remembrance and fondness for the Lord, as we see in the case of Kunti. And the purpose of the chanting of the holy name with this type of attitude is actually with the goal of cleansing the heart and awakening love for him. Harinam Prabhu ki.